Justin Hayes, head of the Idaho Conservation League, says the plan includes the creation of voluntary watershed partnerships to bring together agricultural interests, communities, and conservationists.
There'd be $3 billion to spend across the region to help address the widespread problem of agricultural pollution getting into rivers and causing water quality problems.
Simpson's infrastructure proposal aims to bring back salmon while also investing in communities and clean energy and addressing the needs of the agricultural industry in the Northwest. Hayes says the growing number of dairy operations, especially in southern Idaho, has led to water quality issues. Simpson's plan would invest $400 million each in manure management in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. He says devices called methane digesters are key to this, managing the waste better and creating energy.
It also ensures that we lessen the climate change impact that dairies have. So harvesting that methane and using it to make electricity, that's a win-win here for the environment and for dairies. It helps us address climate change and it helps us clean up our water.
Hayes says the proposal could be a game changer and would provide the resources for people to work together.
Simpson's proposal shatters the status quo. It invites people into a dialogue at a scale where all of the interests that people have been concerned about can be benefited.
The plan could be included in a massive infrastructure package the Biden administration is putting together. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.